This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. U.S. President Donald Trump has said United States has attacked on three nuclear sites, including at Fordo in Iran. In a social media post, he said that the U.S. has successfully conducted the strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan, and that all the planes are now all out of Iranian airspace. Addressing the nation this morning, Trump described the strikes as a spectacular success. He said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise, our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision of striking Iran's nuclear facilities. He released a video praising Mr. Trump's decision to attack Iran, stating that it will change the history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things.
Bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history. In Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things. But in tonight's action against Iran's nuclear facilities, America has been truly unsurpassed. History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has described the U.S. attacks on Iran as a dangerous escalation, warning that the conflict in the Middle East could quickly get out of control. In a social media post, he said it is a direct threat to international peace and security. He called on member states to de-escalate and to uphold their obligations under the UN Charter and other rules of international law. He emphasized there is no military solution and the only path forward is diplomacy. As many as 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. The Ministry of External Affairs said last night 290 Indian nationals have returned home safely from Iran on a special flight from Mashhad that landed in New Delhi. Yesterday evening, another evacuation flight from Mashhad landed in New Delhi with 310 Indian nationals from Iran. People who were evacuated from Iran thanked Indian government for making good arrangements. Meanwhile, Nepal and Sri Lanka have expressed gratitude to India for assisting in the evacuation of their citizens under Operation Sindhu from conflict-hit Iran. Nepal's Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Deube thanked External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar for assisting in evacuating Nepali students. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. During his visit, he will participate in various programs in the capital, Raipur and Narayanpur district of the state. Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Raipur today. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with the Director General of Police and Additional Director General of Police of Chhattisgarh and neighbouring states of Nava Raipur today on security-related issues. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Konkan in Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Eastern Rajasthan, South Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Very heavy rainfall expected in Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Delhi, Kerala and coastal Karnataka today. Whereas hot and humid conditions very likely in Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Rayalaseema. And that is the end of this news bulletin.